Just the finishing touches. There. Perfect. Beef, potatoes, cabbage, mushrooms, smoked kielbasa, bacon, sweet pickles, garlic, tomato, spices, and a secret ingredient. Voila. Soryanka. It's Russian, but it's so hearty and perfect for a cold night, don't you think? Here, my love, let me serve you. You don't want it? What? Were you hoping for French cooking? You know, Russian food may look intimidating, but I assure you, this dish is one of the best uses of meat you will come across. It becomes so tender and flavorful that you won't be able to pinpoint what's in it. Rather, all the ingredients combine into a robust and multifaceted taste that lingers on the tongue. But what do you know about cooking? Open your mouth for me. Open your mouth! If you don't eat, that's fine. I'll run an NG tube up your nose, down your throat, and into your stomach. And that IV there can also drip fluids into you as well. And trust me, you don't want medical intervention. Yet. I suggest you be a polite dinner guest and eat what your host is serving. You know, I never thought I would befriend such a captivating and charming man like yourself doing audio porn. You have a magnetism about you, similar to John F. Kennedy, where people want to be around you. You're brilliant, yes, but also approachable and interesting. Psychologically speaking, it's almost like a danger. Like you're a wolf in sheep's clothing, and if given the chance, you would wound and devour your prey slowly when the time was right. In any case, it's a very strong pull. Oh, are you not hungry? Then let's take this away from you. Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear from you. I spent hours cooking this for you today. I ironed my tablecloth and my napkins. And I opened an extremely valuable Cabernet Sauvignon just for you. And this is how I'm thanked. You barely eat anything, and then you cry at the dinner table. If you won't comply and play guest, then I'll end this evening quicker for you. We won't even have the cherry clafoutis that I had prepared especially for tonight. So, since you won't spend the evening with me, I'll just kill you now. Oh, that gets a response? Now you want to listen to Bill Evans and talk? The danger must turn you on. Your carotid is pulsing and I can feel your skin start to sweat. Is it my knife? Is this dragging it along your skin? Scaring you? You can trust me, moi kusochik. Medical school taught me how to rescue someone, but pathology taught me how to really use them. Did you know? If I slash your femoral, it will take about 18 minutes for you to exsanguinate. Bleed to death. Well, but that means we won't have much time together, as you'll start to experience hemorrhagic shock about 8 minutes in. Although, that isn't where I would cut you, as that would hurt the integrity of the meat there. Instead, I may go for a good old-fashioned asphyxiation, which would keep your limbs juicy and really only affect your brain. And I may be an adventurous eater, but human brains are not my preferred delicacy. Oh, are you trying to sweet-talk your way out of this, chérie? You think your cock will save you? Men, You can be the most intelligent one in the room and still think your cock is what women really want. What exactly are we working with, huh? Oh, my, my, my. Look at that. And this is you, soft? Half-mast? It does look delicious. I enjoy that you've got such a sensitive head. Just grazing the tip with my fingernails is enough to make you flush. Could you imagine what you would do with my tongue licking the head? Yet, you respond with yes, ma'am, like a well-mannered guest. Do you want me to kiss your cock, pet? Your pre-cum tastes delicious. You take very good care of yourself, darling. Inside and out. You're very hard. Do you want to fuck me? Yes, ma'am. Such a good boy. I'm sure you can stay hard for a little longer, though. I didn't wear these expensive panties just for show, you know. And mind my heels. They're sharp, and it would be awful if I impaled your groin with them. Do you like when I touch myself in front of you? With my heel against your cock? What if I press it into you? Oh, fuck yes. That painful wince is what I love to hear. Do you want to taste my fingers, love? Open your mouth. Good boy. Oh, yes, growl and grit your teeth. You don't like when I press my heel into your scrotum, Oh, so greedy for that taste, aren't you? Yes. I want to feel you inside of me, sugar. None yet. You don't get to kiss me. Let's put this blade against your neck so you remember to keep your lips to yourself. Oh, fuck. Jesus. Your cock feels amazing inside me. So thick and rigid. Are you gonna last, pet? If I tighten and pulse around you, will you last until I milk that cum with my pussy? The danger really gets to you, doesn't it, baby? You know, you aren't the first boy I've had. But your cock has been the best one yet. I think I may save it for last, as I'll get plenty of use from it in the meantime. Oh, fuck. Do you like when I ride you? Yeah? Oh, no, I seem to have cut you a bit with my knife. Oh, I'm just excited, I think. Oh, too bad you didn't try my dinner. I feel like it would have satisfied you in another way. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know, with a physique like yours, there's so much I can do with you. Stews, pies, tacos, barbecue. You'll be delicious. Oh, you thought I'd keep you alive? Oh, honey bunny, you've seen too much. You're a loose thread, and I can't have that. Oh, but it would be so fun to have a partner in crime. Oh, someone to trap and use our victims before we execute them. Oh, fuck, I bet you're even sexier covered in arterial spray. Oh, yes. So, fuck, I need to come. I want you to breathe me, baby. Yeah? Oh, I want you to come inside my tight, warm pussy. Uh-huh. Come on, baby. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Give me your cum. Oh, yes. Oh, come inside this tight hole like it's yours. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, come. Yes, come for me. Come now. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, that come into me. Oh, yes. Oh. You did so well, Pat. I'm gushing with your cum. And I can feel you going soft inside me. Aww. No round two? Then I guess it's lights out. Don't fight it. Oh, it's okay. Give in. Give,